Hi, this is Nick Orton for the Think Big podcast, and today I'm with Ben Mudge, who's a physique elite trainer based over in Northern Ireland. Now, Ben's actually on the end of a phone because he's based in Belfast, I think, aren't you, Ben?
Yes, I am. That's true, yeah.
Okay, and what I wanted to ask you, Ben, was a couple of things about what you're doing at the moment. So if you could just explain to everybody, you know, what position are you in at the moment?
I'm currently working in one of the best gyms in Belfast, Rock Pit Gym.
And how long?
I'm sure a few of you have actually seen. Luke Hayward trains here, Phil Graham, and Natalia Mello as well, previous Bikini Olympia winner.
Okay, well, some really good names there. And what, Ben, how long have you been personal training for?
I think going into my second year, it'll be 2 years in.
Okay, and also you are a competitor, physique competitor, correct?
Yes, that is correct, yes.
Okay, and there's a specific reason, though, that I wanted to do this podcast with you, because most people listening to this won't realise, but you suffer from a condition called cystic fibrosis.
Yes, I do, yeah.
And, you know, it's always... been of great interest to me how you manage that condition, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, cystic fibrosis is years ago was pretty much a life-ending condition. Obviously treatments have improved dramatically now, but there's two angles to this that I want people to hear about. One is how you manage the condition yourself, and the other one is that the work that trainers do on a daily basis can help people with a whole variety of conditions. So just first of all, can you just say how, you know, what would your condition be like for you if you weren't fit?
It's scary to imagine. I personally put my good health down to the fact that I look after myself, I train, I eat properly. So the thought of taking that away is pretty scary, to be honest. For one, I think obviously the lungs are the biggest thing that affects cystic fibrosis patients. The main cause of death is the lungs deteriorating to the extent where they're essentially useless. So obviously being fit and healthy, having a strong chest and good posture and all those attributes of having good lungs, you know. So the thought of taking all that away, I'd say my lungs would be the first that would collapse in on themselves, really. It's pretty scary thinking about that, but luckily I don't plan on stopping anytime soon.
And before have you always been into fitness? Or was there a period where you weren't into fitness?
Yes, there was actually... I was always very sporty as a child, and then as a teenager. I played rugby, football, athletics, basketball, pretty much anything you taught me, I played. And then I left school and pursued a career in the film industry, which, you know, there may be a few people listening to this that know it's a very... exhausting job to have. You're working 15-16 hour days, your food is very staggered, so you maybe only eat 2-3 times a day over that period. It's not nutritionally dense, it's just calories to keep you going. And obviously during that period I kind of fell away from going to the gym, and I noticed that I was losing weight. I was getting sick more often. That was the first time that I was ever admitted into hospital because of a lung problem. I got a bug which took my lung functions down from 100%, which would be 100% is measured as in someone without cystic fibrosis who is my age, weight, and height. So there, that's what they reference 100% was. Mine was 100%, so it was pretty much as if I didn't have cystic fibrosis. And they dropped all the way down to 65%. Now, if you can imagine that essentially taking the bottom half of my lungs and clamping them shut, so things that would not even faze me, like walking upstairs, running upstairs, that would, you know, take the breath out of me, which was very alarming. Training became nearly impossible, fatiguing on like the first set, simply because my lungs weren't functioning as efficiently as they used to. So it was a scary period.
And so when you got into fitness, obviously you changed your role.
Yes, I was actually told by someone on set. I was just sitting thinking, right, you know, this isn't for me. What can I do? And someone said, oh, you're in pretty good shape. Why don't you become a personal trainer? And then I was probably thinking, and then someone else said to me, you know, oh, you're in good shape. Do you want to train with me? And then that was it. I just decided to do my fitness instructor course and my personal training course, and that's pretty much it. That's where it all kind of sparked off.
And how's your health been since you've been training?
Oh, considerably better. Again, another big thing for cystic fibrosis patients is weight. It's extremely difficult for the sufferers to actually gain any weight, any, you know, useful weight. It's mostly just body fat that they gain because of other advice, to be honest, given out by the NHS, where they're told, I mean, I'm actually currently dealing with a patient with cystic fibrosis who was told to consume as many fizzy drinks in a day as he could because it keeps calories up. And I think, to be honest, that's just disgraceful that they're not giving out quality nutritional advice that could help put on muscle rather than just body fat and cause other problems, such as diabetes, which is, again, a high risk with people with cystic fibrosis. So, my health's been great. In regards to that, my weight has just gone up and up because I'm gaining muscle mass. I'm currently now back up to 80 kg, which is nearly the heaviest I've been. And according to my BMI, I'm overweight, which is great for me.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. And the other thing that I wanted to ask you was then that obviously you understand this better than most because you've got a potentially life-threatening condition which you have to manage. What have you seen with clients that you train? How are you able to, as a personal trainer, affect their lifestyles?
It's not something I would throw on someone. If someone was struggling during a set, I wouldn't say, like, oh, I've got cystic fibrosis. You know, you haven't got really any excuses. I would never throw it in someone's face like that. Most of the time, my clients just think about it without me prompting them and just say, you know, well, if you can do this, then I don't have really any reason to not try this. Or, you know, if you can go through all this with something added on, you know, why can't I? And I think it's amazing to be able to inspire them without actually saying anything to them. Just by them taking, you know, examples of what I've been doing. For example, my competing in the UKBFF this year. The main reason I wanted to do it was to prove that, one, you can do it naturally and do well, as an unassisted. And two, that if I can get in this shape, then, you know, realistically, what's the excuse? I'm not going to throw it at people and say that, but, you know, if some people looked at me, they would hopefully never realise that I'm cystic fibrosis, but then if they looked in more detail, that they'd see that I did, and then hopefully they would get a bit of inspiration from that to push on with whatever they're trying to get or trying to achieve.
And would you, are you naturally a driven person, Ben?
Yeah, I'd say so. There's one thing, if someone says I cannot do something, I'll go well out of my way to prove them wrong, simply because ever since I was a child, I've known I've had cystic fibrosis, and I've never ever wanted to appear weak in any way, or, you know, that I'm lesser than someone because of this. So I've always liked doing things, like, for instance, running. Sprinting was one of my strengths, and to think that a doctor told my mum when I was born that I would never walk and I would have oxygen tanks in every room, to then coming first in a 100-metre sprint against people who completely or medically had nothing wrong with them is pretty, it's a nice feeling. But again, I never went around rubbing it in people's faces that, you know, oh, you got beaten by me and I had cystic fibrosis. You know, it was never that. It was just a
And just one last question then. That as a trainer, you're in a great position to be able to, whether you've got a condition or not, you're in a great position to be able to inspire people to get fit. And what does that mean to you as a person?
That's a hard answer. It's hard to put into words. I've got people who message me regularly just saying that, you know, what you're doing is fantastic and, you know, it's made me do this and this and this. And these are people with illnesses that some of them I haven't even heard of and some are just from normal people. You can't really... The feeling is incredible. The thing that I'm... In my opinion, I'm no different than anybody else. I'm not doing anything different. I'm just getting on with it. I'm not dwelling on the fact that, you know, for the one statistic that scares me is the life expectancy is 40-something for me. Then you also have to look at that and the fact that, you know, everyone has a life expectancy, but you could get hit by a car tomorrow and, you know, that life expectancy number means nothing. So it's amazing to think that I'm just doing what I want to do and people are taking inspiration from that. So it's pretty indescribable, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, that is fantastic, Ben. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to me. So this is Nick Orton for the Think Big podcast.